Okay, we're holding here by the new Perek, Perek Beis. If you give Gimel Aleph by the Mishnah, how you pray about Torah. So someone was learning, he was learning in the Torah, or learning in the Torah, right? The Higiyah Zman HaMikra, and he was learning, which Pasha was he learning? He was learning the Pashas of Shema, right? And it so happens to be that there was a time of learning Krishma when he did this Kriyas HaTaira. Im Kivan Libay, if he had in mind Yatza. So at the Havim of the Gemara thought that Im Kivan Libay means Kavana Lotzes, intent to fulfill the mitzvah. And the Gemara is going to attempt to bring a raya from here that mitzvah is Tzichas Kavana. That to be Yatza mitzvah, you have to have intent to fulfill the mitzvah. So Im Kivan Libay Yatza. That's one halacha. So when you landed in the Torah, you landed the parasha of Kishma in the Torah. In Kivan Libay, as long as you had in mind to be yaitze with it, yatza yur yaitze. A new halacha now. Biprakim. The word biprakim means between the prakim. There's a bena prakim. We're gonna explain them later on in the mission what bena prakim means. And this is referring both to Birchas Kishma and Kishma itself. Biprakim between the chapters, shalom me'akavod. You're allowed to ask shalom. You're allowed to initiate a shalom to somebody if it's an honorable person, not an ordinary person, and it's lefi chvoidai that you should be makdim shalom to him. You're allowed to umeshiv, and he could also answer. One's going to ask already if you can initiate. Of course, you could answer. Then one's going to speak about it. Over emtsa, and if you're in the middle of a perik. Right? Then shalom mipnei hayira. Then you can only initiate shalom from someone who you're afraid of. Umeshiv, and he can answer. What does it mean mipnei hayira exactly? So Rashi here, which is very hard to understand, Rashi says it means someone who you're afraid is going to might kill you if you're not makdim shalom, you don't give him the shalom that he deserves. He's a dangerous person, right? A government official of some sort that is mamasha sakana, not to be makdim shalom. So the Rashi already asked the kasha. Then what do you mean? In the chadavah that's oimel flame korach nefesh. I need a mishnah to tell me it doesn't belong in the sentence brachas, and I don't need a mishnah to tell me you're allowed to do anything for the korach nefesh, right? So therefore the other rishonim learn b'bnei hayira means someone who that you're obligated to have meira for, going over v'imay v'rabbi, right? That you learn out. And you also learn out Meir Rabach Kemar Shemayim, that those people that you're obligated to have Meirah for, is the halacha is you're allowed to be Makdim Shalom to them, according to Rav Meir. This is all Divrei Rav Meir, even Be'emsa HaPerek. Divrei Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, amen, this is how we pass again. Rabbi Yehuda says, Be'emsa, in the middle of a Perek, Shoyel of Mehayira. There, you're allowed to be Shoyel of Mehayira. But right, but here he's making even more umeishiv ibn ha'kavod. So you can initiate the shalom for someone who that you have to have a yira for. But meishiv is more kuladik. If someone who even you don't have to have yira for, but is just an honorable person that you're supposed to honor, and he initiates to you, you can answer back to him. That's be'emsa perik. What about between the prakim? Ube prakim, shayil ibn ha'kavod. Right. So it's one step up. It's one step more kuladik. You could even initiate shalom to someone who's just been covered. Umeshiv shalom lechol adam. But to answer shalom, you can answer anybody shalom. So what is bein aprakim? Eila bein aprakim. Bein bracha rishayim l'shniya. The bracha of yetzirah nahav asaylam. Of ahav rabba. It's machalik to shayim. If it's machalik to negamar before. So it's between the first and second brachas. Between the right after Habayich Rabbah Yisrael Biyahava before you start Shema, that's also Beina Perik. Bein Shema LeVahayim Shemaya, between the first and second parashis of Shema, that's also Beina Perik. Bein VaHayim Shemaya LeVayomer, between the second and third parashis of Shema. Bein VaYomer LeEmes VaYatziv, right? The word Emes is not part of Shema, even though we say it together. It's part of the. That's how the bracha starts. The bracha after Kiryas Shema starts Emes V'Yatziv. So between Hashem like Ani Hashem Lekeichem and the word Emes, that's right. That's the Tanakh Hamashita holds that is considered Bein Aprakim. But Rabbi Yehuda, who we paskin like, argues Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bein Emes Bein Vayomer Emes V'Yatziv Lo Yafsik. You're not allowed to be mafsik at all between the word Hashem Lekeichem. Ani Hashem Lekeichem, and the word emes at all. And we'll see later on in the sugyas why you're not allowed to. Not in today's daf, right there on. Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchab. All right, that can be not prakim. Now the Gemara is going to deal with the Seder HaParshas of Kirishma. The Emes says that the first Pasha is in Pasha of Eschanan, the second Pasha of Kirishma is in Pasha of Ekev, but the third Pasha is in Pasha of Shlach, which is earlier. So you can't tell me that the Seder of Kirishma is Dafke in the Seder HaTaira, because the third Pasha should have been first then. So where is the Seder of Kirishma come from? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchab, Lama Kadma Pasha Shema L'Vayim Shemaya. Why did Shema come before Vayim Shemaya? Right? Again, Nachamu, you can't tell me it's because that's the order in the Torah, because you see that Vayomer is third. Why? Kadeshi Kaba Olav Ol Malchus Shemayim Tchila. First, with the first parasha of Shema, a person is Makabal on himself, Ol Malchus Shemayim. Just the general concept of Shema Yisrael Hashem, like Hashem Echad, just the Bechal, that there's an Ol Malchus Shemayim, without getting into the fact that there's commandments, that there's mitzvahs. But after a person is bekabel al machas shemayim, va'achar kach bekabel al of all mitzvahs. In the second parasha of Shema, that's where you mekabel on one is mekabel on himself the oil of the mitzvahs, more than just the machas shemayim, but also the mitzvahs. Now, why does vahayim shemayim come before vahayim? L'chay vahayim should have come before. Shavahayim shemayim noy bein bayim bein belayla. Rashi speaks out that vahayim shemayim noy bein bayim belayla. The mishtoi b'talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is in the parasha of Vahayam Shemaya. Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Ben Vayam Ben Belayla, right? And that comes by Sheenkem Vayomer, which is Be'ikr, about tzitzis, Einai Noyeg, Ela B'yayim Bavad. The mitzvah of tzitzis, as she speaks out, is only Noyeg by day. So therefore, that's why it comes before. So a mitzvah that's knowing all the time comes, a parasha that speaks about a mitzvah that comes all the time comes before the parasha that speaks about a mitzvah that's only by night, by day. Talk to Gemara. So back to the very beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Hayikar b'Torah," that if you're learning the Torah and it happens to be Zman Kirishma, as long as you mechaven yoytzim. Right, the Gemara, Shema Minam Mitzvah Kavana. Since the Mishnah made a condition on the fact, the Imkivan Libay, if you had intent to be yoytzim, only then a yoytzim. So, right? Shema Minam Mitzvah Sichas Kavana. From here, you see, a raya not like Rabba. Rabba holds that Takir Lashir is Yotza, when he blows the shofar because he wanted to make a sound, a musical sound. He's Yotza. Obviously, you don't have to have Kavana Lotzeis. L'char is the Charaya against Rabba from this Mishnah. And for the Gemara, no, you don't understand what Sichas Kavana and what Kivan Libay means. Mayim Kivan Libay Likrais. It means if he had. If your intent was to lane, not that your intent was to be yaitzeh the mitzvah, then that lechayr that has no pshat. Right, the Gemara likrais v'kikari. That's what he's trying to do. Obviously, hayikari b'tayra. I mean, I have to say im kivan libay. That's what he was doing. And the Gemara lahagia. In other words, he was laning only to he was reading through a sefer Torah because he wanted to find any mistakes. So then, if he had a mind. He has to have a mind that he also wants to say out the words. If he doesn't have that kavanah to also say out the words, he's not yaitzer. So it's like dashi. So Tosfos asks, what happens? You have to have a mind to say out the words. What's the difference? If you don't have to have kavanah to be yaitzer the mitzvah, so as long as you said the words, you yaitzer. What's you have to have in mind after you say the words? Tosfos learns that when a person is kari lahagia, he's not careful to say out all the nekudas correctly and all the pronounce the words correctly. He's just looking for the oisius to see that they're all written properly. So in kivan libay means if you were careful to read it correctly, then yaitza. That's all it means. It doesn't mean anything about intent. It means being careful. You're careful to lay in it properly, then yaitza. It's a very pashut halacha. That's all it means. Okay, next halacha. Tana banan. Krishma kiksava, different Rebbe. Rebbe holds that you have to lay in Krishma, dafke, in the language that's written, dafke in Lashon Kodesh. And Chachamim Ayrim, and Sawi Paskin, Bechol Lashon. That Krishma you can lay in any Lashon. So what's the machlok? It's my time with the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe hold dafke kiksava? Omar Kra, Vahayu. Vahayu Advar Me'eda, Vahaviyasin Yu. As they are written, that's how you have to lay them. As they are. That's what Vahaviyasin means. Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan say? My Tamaya, why do they hold any language? Amakra Shema, B'chol Lashon Shata Shemaya, any language that you hear, you're allowed to lane it in. It doesn't have to dafke be Lashon Kodesh. So the halacha l'maisa is like the Chachamim over here. And the halacha is, however, that L'chadchila, we're not samech on this today to learn it in any other language. And one of the reasons is because the taichvarta have to be exact, and certain taichvarta we're not exactly sure what they are. Like I think it speaks out the Paiskin speaking of Vishinantam, we're not exactly sure what the taich is. So if you learn in another language, it has to be 100% accurate. Masha Eke and Lashon Kodesh, that's the correct way to say it. So back to the Gemara. Well, the Rebbe Nami Haksiv Shema. According to Rebbe, the Maisa, what does Rebbe do with the word Shema? Shema Yisrael. Shema is Masha. Any language that you hear, you can say it in. Hahumi Baile. He loses. And for the Gemara, he uses it for a different Rasha. Hashem Elazach Masha Ata Maisa Mepicha. You're obligated to hear what you might see with your mouth. When you learn Krishma, you have to say it loud enough that you yourself hear yourself learning Krishma. Right? Not only you have to say that with your lips, but it has to be loud enough that you hear it. For Rabbanon. Back to Rabbanon. Rabbanon don't hold it at Rasha. In other words, Rabbanon who used Shema Yisrael to teach us. Where do they know this? Where did they learn out this halacha of Hashmei La'azlecha from? And for the Gemara, they take it, don't hold of it. They hold that B'diyevid is only a L'chadchila Rabbanon the halacha, but B'diyevid La'Hashmei La'azlecha Yatzah Yiyatzah. So you don't need a Rasha for it. Rabbanon. Nami, back to Rabbanon, but according to Rabbanon, Haksiv Vahayu, what do they do Vahayu? Rebbe dashes Vahayu, Bahaviyasani, that you only can learn Krishna in the way that it's written. What do the Chacham say to that? Ahumi Bayaluhu, and for the Gemara, that the Chacham used the word Vahayu to teach us this following halacha. Shalla Yikra Lemafreya, that it has to be laned as it's written, the Hainu, it has to be written, they have to learn Krishna in order. Rashi speaks out, that means that it has to be, from Rashi it sounds as if, and I think this is the halacha, I didn't look it up, that that you cannot learn Krishma with the words and who are in the psukim out of order. The pashas, it could be yaitzeh b'dievet if it's out of order. But zikha, the psukim, when the words themselves, if they're out of order, v'hayu teaches you b'haviyasad, as they are written, you have to learn them and not out of order. V'rebi shalikir mafrem nalai. So back to Rebbe. So now, come on. It's Rebbe who uses v'hayu to teach you Dafke and Lashon Kodesh, Bahaviyasan. How do they know that? So they don't use that Rasha to teach you not that you cannot lay the Mafrei out of order. Where do they know that from? The Mafrei Menalei. Nafkele Midvarim Hadvarim. It says Vahayu Hadvarim Ha'ela. It could have said Vahayu Dvarim Ha'ela. Vivalta says Hadvarim Ha'ela. Therefore, you learn out two things. Number one, you learn out Dafke and Lashon Kodesh. And secondly, you learn out V'loy Lemafreya cannot be laying Lemafreya. Rabbanon Dvarim Hadvarim Lai Darshi. What about the Rabbanon? They don't darshi anything. They're not mashma a separate dasha from Dvarim Hadvarim. Sorry to Gemara. Lamera the Sefer Rebbe. So from the fact that Rebbe needed to have an explicit limit that you're allowed to lay in Krishma b'chal lashon, right? Obviously, if there would be no limit minastam, you would hold that you could only lay in lashon kodesh. Shall we say that Rebbe holds the chol ha'Torah kula b'chal lashon nemra, that the entire Torah is given, is said over only in Lashon Kodesh. Now what does that mean? That means Rashi speaks out that when there's a mitzvah to lein, it's dafke mitzvah to lein in Lashon Kodesh. Where else is there a mitzvah to lein? That's the whole shayla. I think Tosfos in Megillah speaks out, I did not see it inside, I just heard it from someone, that Tosfos learns that it means the parsha of Parsha Zachar, and or it means also the parsha of Bikurim or the parsha of Vidimaiser. Whenever there's a mitzvah in the Torah to lein, the mitzvah is dafke to lein it in Lashon Kodesh. The whole Torah is given anytime there's a mitzvah kriya, it's dafke Lashon Kodesh. And that's why you have to have an explicit limit over here to be marber from the fact that the Torah said, B'chol Lashon Nemar. Rebbe holds that the entire Torah anywhere could be lained in any Lashon, and that's why you have to have an explicit limit over here by Shema, V'hoyu hadvar me'ela to be memayit. But have you asked you that over here by Shema, it has to be Dafke Lashon Kodesh? Okay. So the Yitzhak is not the Lashon Kodesh, because if you're going to hold that, Rebbe holds that the Torah is Dafke Lashon Kodesh, Vahayu Dachas Rachman Alamani. Why does he need to have the Pasuk of Vahayu to teach you Dafke Lashon Kodesh? And for the Gemara, it's Trech Mechashem Dachasim Shema. I need it because otherwise I would dash in the word Shema like the Chacham and Dashin, B'chol Lashon Shata Shemeya. So Vahayu teaches me, don't dash in Shema to teach us that B'chol Lashon, rather dash in Shema to teach you Hashmei La'azacha Masha'at HaMaitse V'Picha. Right? Vahayu is Kiksavam. That has to be written, that has to be laid exactly like it's written in Lashon Kodesh. So what do I do with Shema? I can't dash in Shema, B'chol Lashon Shata Shemeya. So I have to dash in Shema, Hashmei La'azacha. Okay, back to the Rabban now. The member of the Sabra Rabban, the Chalat Tarek Kula Blashan and Kaidish Nemra. Now the Chayr from the Rabban is Rakhetar Raya. Right? At this have a minute. That the Rebelt Rabban have to have a Dafka Pasuk to teach him explicitly Shema, B'chalashinat Shemaya, that you can learn Kishma in any language. Is the Chmashma that Mekala Tarek Kula is only given to be learned in Lashon Kaidish. And that's why I have to have an explicit Drasha by Shema. These are Kedatach B'chalashin Emra, because if he holds that Kala Tarek Kula B'chalashin, Shema the Chasachman Alamali, why do I have to have Shema to teach you B'chalashin? It's not as though it was B'chalashin. And for the Gemara, it's the very similar to what we answered before. Otherwise, you would dash in Vahayu, like Rebbe, that Bahavi Yasan, Dafkin Lashon Kodesh. So Shema teaches you B'chaloshin. So therefore, I dash in Vahayu, that V'loy L'mafreya. And Nachamal Rebbe holds Vahayu teaches you two things. Vahayu is Dafkin Lashon Kodesh, Bahavi Yasan, and Hadvarim, the word Dvarim, Hadvarim, is also teaches you L'mafreya, that you're not Yaitzer. Tana Abanan. Vahayu. As we said before, Vahayu teaches you that you cannot lay in out of order. Hadvarim al levavecha, yachal tehe kalaparsha tzicha kavana. Ibal that says al levavecha, one would think that the entire parsha needs kavana. Now it's important to speak out, and I just looked at the halacha in Shulchan Aruch Harav, speaks out very clearly. We're not dealing here with kavana to be yaitza. We're dealing here with kavanas halev of understanding what you're saying. The mitzvah of Krishma is, even if you hold mitzvahs ein sichas kavana, but by Krishma, you have to understand what you're saying, because otherwise it's a feltach in Kabbalah's Amar Shemaim. The whole mitzvah is not like a mitzvah that you're doing in Asiyah. The whole mitzvah is the lens that you should have a Kabbalah's oil. Without having that, you did nothing. The question is going to be now, how much of Krishma has to be lain with Kavanah's Halev? So the Gemara says, and this Brisa says, I would think the entire parasha needs to have kavana. That's until where you need to have kavana. From here on, ain't sicha kavana. There's no obligation. But there's a mitzvah, but there's no obligation to have kavana. It's not ma'akiv. Divrei Rebbe Elazar. That's Shita Rebbe Elazar. Amar Rebbe Akiva, Harayu Oimer, Asher Anoichi Mitzavecha Hayom Al Levavecha. It says the words Asher Anoichi Mitzavecha Hayom Al Levavecha. And Taisi speaks out that didn't say Asher Anoichi Tzivisicha, that I commanded you. Mitzavecha is Mashma, I'm commanding you, including the words that are about to come. But the word Ha'el is limiting. Therefore, it teaches you even the words that are after Al Levavecha, right? So from here you learn out that the entire first Pasha has to have Kavana. As I held Rabbi Kiva. I'm Rabbi Babachana, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Babachana says the name of Yochanan. Halacha Rabbi Kiva, that the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva, that the entire first Pasha, you have to have Kavana. We'll see in a minute, we do not pass like this. Ike de Maslaha. Others learn it as follows. This Rabbi Yochanan that says halacha on a different braisa. The signing on the braisa. One who learns Kirishma has to have in mind the Pirish Hamilah. So Vacha Mishum Rabbi Huda Omer. Vacha in the name of Rabbi Huda says Kivin Shikiba Libay Perik Rishon. Once you have kavana in the first perik, shuv ein tzarech. The first perik is enough to have kavana, and on that, Amar Rabba Baba Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha kiv acha sham mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Either way, Rabbi Yochanan is saying the halacha is only the first parasha has to have kavana. The question is which brayta he said it on. Okay, Rav Zutta Oyma Adkan mitzvahs kavana. We have an interesting member over here. He says Adkan means perik rishon mitzvahs kavana. Mikan ve'elach mitzvahs kriya. We'll see what that means. What does it mean? Mashmal, the first parak you only have to have in mind. You don't have. Well, we'll see what it means. Rav Yoshi Yom Adkan Mitzvah Kriya. First parasha is a mitzvah of Kriya. Mikan Ve'elach is Mitzvah Kavana. Right? So at this point in the Gemara, thinks that Mitzvah Kavana means that you only have to have in mind the words, you don't have to speak them out. And Mitzvah Kriya means you have to speak out the words. So Kavana means like just scanning the words, and Kriya means learning the words. So Nachama, so go back to Rav Zutra, right? So that means L'chayr he holds that the first parasha you have to just lay it, scan it with your eyes, and the second parasha you have to lay it. Just L'chayr we don't understand. But the Gemara Ma'ish Tam Mekam Ve'elach Mitzvah Kriya. What's up is the second parasha is a Mitzvah Kriya. The Chesiv L'Dab Rebam says in the second parasha, The first parasha also says vidibarat abam is mashma dibur. So both the parashas are mashma, you have to have dibur. So as much as you learn, the second parasha you have to have dibur. The first parasha says the same thing. So Maris says you misunderstood what he meant to say. What Rav Zutta meant to say. Hachikamar at kam mitzvah kavana ukriya. The first parasha is a mitzvah of both kavana and kriya. That means you have to have kriya and at the same time have kavana at the pirush hamilas. Not that mekan ve'elech. From here on, from after the first parasha, kriya below kavana. The minimum that requirement is just to lane it, even without kavana. Umayishna ad kam mitzvah kavana ukriya. Why is Dafki the first parasha only a mitzvah of kavana and kriya? Tchsiv al levavecha v'dibarat abam. Right? So that means that it's a mitzvah al levavecha, not only to say the words, but also has to be al levavecha, that you have to have it in your heart, in your mind. The explanation of the words. Right? The Gemara hasanam yaksiv al levavchem. The second parasha says also al levavchem. So as much as we learn after the first parasha has to have kavana, the second parasha l'chayu also. And for the Gemara, that the second parshas al levavchem we use for the following halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amar that he says, the santam es devarai ela al levavchem, sricha shetei sima keneged al lev. It's referring to tefillin. Where do you put tefillin? In the part of the arm that's keneged al lev. And that you learn out from al levavchem, and you don't use this, the al levavchem to teach you, you have to have kavana, you only learn out from al levavecha of the first pasha, and therefore only the first pasha you have to have kavana. Amar mar. Okay? So we had previously a machlekes between Rav Zutra and Rav Yoshia. Rav Yoshia said, Rav Yoshia omer ad kam mitzvah kriya, mekan ve'elech mitzvah kavana. Right? He said for kert. The first parasha is a mitzvah of kriya. The second parasha is a mitzvah of kavana. Ma'ishno mekan ve'elach mitzvah kavana. Right? Mishen d'chsev al levavchem. It says al levavchem. You have to have kavana. Hachanam k'sev al levavecha. Doesn't make sense. The chayyeh. If you have the second parasha, has to have kavana. First parasha certainly. Right? If the gemara hachikama ad kam mitzvah kriya v'kavana. There's a very interesting sheet. Obviously, we do not pass like this. He holds like this. The first parasha is a mitzvah both to say it with your mouth. Kriya and kavana. Mikan ve'elach, the second parasha and on, kavana below kriya. It's enough to scan the words even if you don't learn it out with your mouth. Right? Because, and why? Umayishna al kamis is kriya v'kavana, d'chsiv al levavecha v'dibarat abam. And the first parasha says al levavecha and it says v'dibarat abam. You have to have both al on your lev, kavana, and v'dibarat abam, dibur. Hasam nami, yifreit yivar, in the second parasha, k'siv al levavchem lidaber abam. It says both, right? And the Gemara, who be divrei Torah k'siv? There is speaking about divrei Torah, right? Vachi kamarachmana agmiru benaychu Torah ki heche de legar sebuhu. Hashanat levenecha. I don't want to say bahat. I mix it up. But there, the lashon is you have to teach your children to the point where they themselves will be gardens that will learn and say the words of Torah. That's what the Vidabar the Bam over there is teaching you. Not that you have to speak out the words of Kriya Shema, but rather it's a you have to teach your children to be gardens in the Torah, to learn the Torah themselves, that they themselves should say the words of the Torah. It's not teaching you that you have to say the words of Kriya Shema, but it's teaching you the mitzvah Talmud Torah, that it has to be that you have to teach your children. Therefore, the second parasha, you don't actually have to say it out with your mouth. It's enough to just scan it in your mind. That's the shita of Rabbi Yoshia, which we do not pass like, obviously. Turn up on him. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Ad Kan Tzricha Kavanas Halev. Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds, this is not like we saw before. Before we saw Shitas that hold that only the first Pasha has to have Kavana, maybe more than just the first Pasha. Now we have even a bigger Kula. Reb Meir says, only the first Pasuk you have to have Kavana. And this is how we pass him. Amar Rava Halach Reb Meir. So Rava says, Halach is like Reb Meir. Tanya, Sumcha Saimer. Sumcha says, "Kolat marach be'echad." Someone who's marach in the word echad, and it doesn't just mean barach to say it out long. It means you have to have kavana to be mamlach the Kadosh Baruch Hu on all four corners of the world and on one Ebishtha and one on Aretz and Zayin Akiyah, which is Ches, and the Dal Kanfis Aretz. So if you marich, marichin la yama b'shnayisav, he has long years and long days and years. On Ravach b'Yakiv of a Dalid, that you have to be marich the Dalid. The reason why there's in after you marich the Dalid, because if you say Echa and you marich the Ches, one of the reasons is that you hadn't yet said out the word. If you marach in the Dalit, I don't know how you marach in the Dalit. Maybe you're Balkari, maybe you're telling how you can be marach in the Dalit. But when you marach in the Dalit, you then already said out the word. So there is the need to be marach in it, and that's where you have the Kavanah. But you shouldn't chap the Ches too quickly, because it might sound like a Chataf, Pasach, not like a Pasach. Therefore, you have to say, comets. Therefore, you have to say, make sure that you say out the Ches fully. Rav Yirmi have a Yosef Kamed Rav Chiyah Bar Abba. Rav Yirmi was sitting by Rav Chiyah Bar Abba. Chazya, he saw the have a Marach Tuva. So he saw that he was being very much Marach. Amalei Kivin Am Lichtu Lemaylo Lemata. Once you being Mamlech to Kadosh Baruch Hu on all seven heavens, also Zayin Rakiya. Ulamata and on the Aretz, Ula Abaruchas and to the four corners and the four sides of the world. You don't have to have any more in mind, and you don't have to be ma'arach any more than that. I don't know why he upset. What was he so upset that he's ma'arach more? I don't know why. It's mashba that he seemed to push himself dafka to be ma'arach more. Ki'ilu, he held up the halacha that you had to have other kavanas as well. So he told him, just to be clarified, halacha l'maisa, you only have to have, since we brought down halacha, ain't sarach l'harach yaiser. I don't know if he cannot be ma'arach yaiser, but certainly ain't sarach l'harach yaiser. More than these kavanas, you're not obligated to have. Amrav Nosan bar Mar Ukva, Amrav Yehuda, we had halacha before that we passed like Beis Hillel, that one kalen krishma, even if he's walking, even if he's on the way, as you're walking, even if a person's a poil, even while he's working, he's allowed to learn krishma. But says in Nasim by Marokva in the name of Yehuda, that al levavecha, we'll see what that means. The havamina was al levavecha meant the words of al levavecha about me. That has to be when he's standing still. So the Gemara misunderstood it first. The Gemara says Allah vavecha salchik da'itach. Only the words Allah vavecha, you have to be standing. What's so special about those two words of Allah vavecha that you have to stop by those two words? Gemara says Ela rather ema ad Allah vavecha until Allah vavecha ba'amida has to be standing still. Obviously, he holds like the shita that we brought before. That until al levavecha, you have to have kavanas halev, and the kavanas halev is ma'akiv. So therefore, you have to stop for that part of krishma in order to be mechavin. We don't paskin like that. Lemaisa, in other words. Oh, let's just go a little farther. Mekav Eilach Live. Rabbi Yechon Amar Kol HaParsha Kula Ba'Amida. Rabbi Yechon says the entire parsha you have to be standing still, right? But as Rabbi Yechon Tamei, why does Rabbi Yechon hold that you have to stop moving around for the entire first parsha? Because he holds that he is like Tamei. The Amar Rabbi Baruchana Amar Rabbi Yechon. We just saw before. Rabbi Baruchana said the name of Rabbi Yechon. Halacha Kirv Acha Shama Shum Rabbi Yehuda. He said on top the halacha is like Kirv Acha Shama Shum Yehuda. Like even. Shekiv and Libay beperek Risha and Shuv Ein Sarach, that the mitzvah of Kavanas Halev is in the entire first perek and the entire first parasha of Kishma. Therefore, you have to stop Ba'amida the entire first parasha. We who paskin that the mitzvah of Kavana, like Rava paskins, is only in the first pasuk, and it could be it's also Baruch Shem Kivay Malpusay. So that's the only part that you have to stop for. The rest of the Shema, if a person is traveling or if he's walking, he can then continue walking after that. Tonabon. What? I think so, but I advise you to look inside. I think so. I think that's halacha l'maaseh. I have to double check it though. But I think so. Tana Rabban, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's a santa halacha over here. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The first pasuk is Zu Krishma Shel Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. This is the Krishma that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi held is the minimum deraisa dika requirement of Krishma. So the machlokes is showing him over here whether it means dafke shema yisrael, dafke that first pasuk, or he means the whole first parsha. So Rebbe used to learn a shir barabim. We'll see later. And he started the shir before the zman krishma, as a fatuk shir. And when it came to zman krishma, he didn't want to be mafsik more than the minimal amount. He would only be mafsik to say the deraisa dike krishma, and that's it. Because the Rebbe was Tarasim, no, so whatever the reason is, he held that you only have to be mafsik to say the Derai Siddiqui Krishma. So what is the Derai Siddiqui Krishma? Hashem Yisrael, Hashem Lekein, Hashem Echad, that's what it is. Question again is whether that means Dafki, the first pasuk, or it means the whole first pasuk, so the whole Shaila, the Rishayim. The Mais is brought down in Halacha, three sheets in the Rishayim. The first pasuk is Derai Siddiqui, the first pasuk is Derai Siddiqui, or the first two parashas are Derai Siddiqui. Vayomer zicha deraisa, the end of it at least is the deraisa, to be masker, to be masker. You see, it's Mesayim is deraisa. Okay, Amale Reb Rav, Rav said to Reb Chia, lechazina le the Rebbe. I didn't see Rebbe when he gave his shir, right? The mekabel aleh malchus shemayim. When did he stop to say Shema? Amale bar pachsi. So he referred to him as bar pachsi, which means ben gedolim. B'shosh shemaver yadav al panav. At some point in the shir, he would like put his a hand in front of his face. That's when he's makabel olav al malchus shemayim. So you see, it was very quick. It was with the one pasuk or just the first parsha. 1, 2, 3, he learned krishma and then he continued the shir. The question is, chayzev gomer ain't a chayzev gomer. Did he go back and say the whole parsha and finish the rest of the parshas later or not? But kapara am ain't a chayzev gomer. B'shem Rebbe am a chayzev gomer. It's machlokes. Amalei bar kapara the Rav Shimon. Rebbe. So he told Bar Kapara told Rav Shimon Rebbe, which was Rebbe's son. Bishlam ledidi, according to me, that amina ain't a chayzev gomer, that he doesn't have to repeat it, go back and finish the whole Shema. Hainu de mahad of Rebbe, Hashemai to this, but yitzias Mitzrayim. Rebbe had akpada, when he gave his shir, he would always speak out some halacha or some pasuk, benagia yitzias Mitzrayim, because he wanted to be yitzah, the mitzvah of haskar yitzias Mitzrayim. Right, so that's why he dafka always was makpa to say it out, because he knew that he wouldn't be that he held ein chayzev gomer. He's not mechuyev to go back and relay all three parshas. Therefore, he had to dafka speak out something in yitzias Mitzrayim. Other than the doctor, anyway, he was going to go back and lay over the parshas to amr chayzev gomer. La meleila hadure. Why did he have to go be mahadur dafka to say it out something about yitzias Mitzrayim? So he answered, you know why. Kedei lahaski yitzias Mitzrayim bezmana. He wanted to be maskir yitzias Mitzrayim bezmana. Rashi speaks out bezman krishma. And the zman of krishma, I took a look up this halacha once. The halacha is that you have to say that. Let's say you want to say, you know, the shul is not going to make zman krishma. You have to say the parasha of Vayomer also, because you have mechuyev to say, you mechuyev to be maskir yitzias Mitzrayim within the zman of krishma. It's not just a mitzvah to be masquerade every day, but it's a mitzvah to be masquerade within the first 3 hours of the day. Amar Avila Breid of Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmed Rav. He said the name of Rav. Amar Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekinu Hashem Echad V'ne'enes Peshina. The person said just Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekinu Hashem Echad, and then he was gechap with a shlof. Yotze. He's yotze b'diavad. I'd rather start the mitzvah, but he's yotze. Amar Rav Nachman L'doru Avdei. And so we find a similar thing. Rav Nachman commanded Doru, his servant, B'psuke ka metzaran. When I'm falling asleep at night, be metzaran me to dafka laying the first pasuk of Krishma. Tvei loy tetzaran. But you don't have to be metzaran me to lay more. So dashi b'psuke ka metzaran emri yisani. Menamnem v'sidam dozig of tzareni ad she'enar until I wake up fully, yafa b'pasuk rishon. So I'm not sure from Rashi if that meant that he didn't lay the rest of it, or he wasn't makbet to be fully awake by the rest of it. It's not clear to me. Amalei Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef Breid Rabba. Rav Yosef told Rav Yosef Breid Rabba, Avucha, your father Rabba. Rabba and Rav Yosef were contemporaries. So your father Rabba, Hecha Hava Ovid, what did he do? Amalei B'psuka Kama Hava Kod Mitzar Nafshe. By the first pasuk, he was very much Mitzar himself, not to doze off. Tvei Lai Hava Mitzar Nafshe. Am Rav Yosef, Nu Halacha. We saw before, Lachamov from Beis Hillel, that you can learn Krishma, right? In any position, right? However, Parkedon Sheikhav al Gabri Rashi speaks out, upon of Lamala, your face is facing upwards, you're totally laying back on your back, lo yikri kriyishma. Their position is not bakovedik. You're not allowed to be makabel olmach shemayim in that position. You cannot learn kriyishma in that position. So the Gemara right away is medayik mikri hu delay likri. The only problem is you can't learn kriyishma ha-minge ha-migne shapadami. But to sleep in that position you're allowed to. For Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi layit amad degoni ha-parkin. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi was he was light. He cursed someone who slept in that position. Rashi speaks out because if a person has a Rashi speaks out what the reason is. It's not sneeze, take a position. Amri. So the Gemara answers no. Migne ki matzli shapidami. A person is allowed to lay on their back, slightly leaning off to one side, right? But mikra, but to lay kriyishma afal gav the matzli, even if he's slightly leaning to one side, nami aser. That's also aser. Right, you have to be in Gansan on your side. You can't be slightly to the side. That's what I meant to say. Right, the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Mitzli Bikari. Rabbi Yochanan, he only leaned over a drop, and that's how he's Kari Kishma. Shani Rabbi Yochanan the Baal Basar Hava. Since Rabbi Yochanan was very heavy, for him that was good enough to just lean over slightly. Ma'asan Halacha in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that someone who's a Chayla or a Zakin, and it's hard to lean over in Gansan, he should just be mata a little bit. Ubiprakim, shayel. So we saw in the Mishnah that it says by between the prakim shayel ne'akaved, right? Umeshiv, right? You can ask someone who is lefi kvaida to initiate shalom to, and you can also answer if they initiate. So, but it doesn't say when it just says umeshiv. It doesn't say meshiv to who. So Yomar wants to know what that means. Meshiv machbas mai. You're answering to what? Yilem ne'akaved. It means you're also answering to someone who said mekayak covered. Why would it say that in the Mishnah? Hashta mishal shoyl. I'm even allowed to initiate hadur mibaya. The Mishnah has to tell me that I'm allowed to answer. Of course, I'm allowed to answer. Ela shoyl ne'akaved covered. So rather, it must be a different shot. A person is allowed to ask ne'akaved covered. Umeshiv shalom lechol adam and be meshiv to anyone. Okay, put that aside. We're going to be chayzer from this, but put it aside. Aim is safer. Now let's look at the safer of Remeir. Right, this is all shita Remeir. Uve emza shalom bnei yira and between in the middle of a parak you could ask someone who you have to have yira from. Umeshiv and answer. It doesn't say what. Nachamal meshiv machmas mai. Who you're answering to? Ilem bnei yira, someone that you have yira from. Now. That doesn't make sense because hashta mishal shol, if you're allowed to even initiate a shalom mimnei hayira ahadur mibaya to answer back, I have to tell you in the Mishnah. Ella rather must be that the meshiv over here means mimnei covered. The problem now is hayna Rabbi Yehuda. The way we just translated the Remeir, it's exactly Rabbi Yehuda. Every time it says a meshiv means a meshiv even one step above that, then it's exactly shittas Rabbi Yehuda. The lines are perfectly with shittas Rabbi Yehuda. So what's machlekes Remeir Rabbi Yehuda? The Stein of Yehuda Aimer, Be'emsa Shalom Ne'ayira, in the middle of a parak, you initiate Shalom for someone that you have Yira, Umeshim Ne'akavid, and you can even answer back to someone who you have to have covered for, Ubeprakim, and between the prakim, Shalom Ne'akavid, you can even initiate to someone because of covered, Umeshim Shalom Chaladim, you can be Meshim to anyone. That's exactly the way we just translated Rav Meir. So Mars is back to where we started. Mar says no, chasurim achsurim. We have to. It's like as if it said Ella over here. Back to the drawing board. Chasurim achsurim v'hakitani. The mission is missing a piece, and this is what the mission meant to say. Biprok in between the prokim shav now covered. You're allowed to initiate mibnei covered. Ve'ain tzarich la'meshu meshiv. And we don't even have to say certainly you could be meshiv now covered, right? Over emsa in the middle of a parak shav ne'ayira. You could ask. You could initiate mibnei ayira. Ve'ain tzarich leimer shu meshiv, and certainly we don't even have to say that he can be meshiv. So it's ki'ilu azu ve'ain tzarich leimer zu, but the Gemara uses it with a chesura mechzer. Divrei Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Amin ben Tzasham bnei Yir, Beishim bnei Akavayt. That's Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir holds that there's no difference between meshiv and shoyel and meshiv. They're always the same. That means, Rachamol, ben aprokim mibnei ha'yir, ben aprokim mibnei akavayt, but Emsa perik mibnei ha'yira. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, be'emsa, Rabbi Yehuda is making one step further. Be'emsa, between the prakim, sham bnei ha'yira, the initiation on bnei ha'yira, umeshiv bnei ha'kavod, but the meshiv even bnei ha'kavod, ube prakim sham bnei ha'kavod, umeshiv shalom chol adam. and Tani Rami Hachi, and so have we learned in Ebraisa. Hakarei Shema. What time is it? Tani Rami Hachi, we'll just go a little weiter. Hakarei Shema, Poga Barabai, Ogodl Himenu, Beprokim. If it's Bein Aprokim, Shalom Ne'a covered, Bein Tzach Lemeshu Meshiv, right? Ve'emsa, Shalom Ne'a Yira. So you see that that's Rav Meir's shita. Rav Meir holds that she'ela shalom and to be meishiv shalom is exactly the same. And nachamol bein aprakim bnei kavod bnei kavod beemtsa perik bnei yira. Rav Yehuda omer beemtsa shalom bnei yira meishiv bnei kavod aprakim shalom bnei kavod meishiv shalom chal adam adkan. All right, we'll stop here.